It's the same dream night after night. I hear this beating, this rhythm. I'm wandering like an unfulfilled lost soul through this misty haze. But I keep following the sound. It seems like I walk forever. In the distance I see something beautiful, magnificent. It seems so far away, yet so near that I could reach out and touch it. As I approach closer, I can see millions of people, all ages, races, religions, philosophies. People from around the world and from every nation on terrestrial Earth. They're moving in mass towards something mystical, magical, magnetic. As I follow them, all of a sudden they begin to create a path for me to walk through. I can see something massive on the horizon. As I get closer, I see a banner unfurling in the gentle wind. It says, "Welcome to the revolution." The crowd begins cheering and celebrating. I'm so overwhelmed by the experience that I wake, still hearing the beating of the heart. And then my dream becomes crystal clear. I have found my holy grail. My thirst is quenched. My lifelong quest finally achieved. I have found AboveTopSecret.com. And my beating heart joins theirs. I have become a member. Welcome to our revolution. AboveTopSecret.com.
It's time to get way down low, below top secret.
Wait a minute.
Current events,
sports,
arts,
entertainment,
food topics, automotive topics,
relationship.
It's all here now from belowtopsecret.com. This is the BTS Mix.
Welcome to the premiere of the BTS Mix Show. I'm Spencer Tracy.
And I'm Doc Hancock. Woo!
Woo! Welcome. Yay! It's good to be here, everybody. And, of course, Doc, how you doing, my friend?
I'm doing great tonight. I'm excited. It's the premiere. Of course I'm excited.
I am pumped. And we've got a lot of great things to tell our listeners about. One thing that we want to tell them, of course, is how to win points.
Lots of points. We've got a great contest going out right now. It's the Mr. and Miss BTS contest. That's right. You or one of your loved ones could be Mr. or Miss BTS. Tell them about some of the rules there, Spencer.
Well, the rules are you have to be a Mr. or Miss. Did we decide on an age limit?
Got to be 18 or older.
Okay, 18 or older.
Basically, you just have to send in a picture of yourself. There's a few questions on the website that you'll find. And again, you can go to all this at belowtopsecret.com. And this is under the members section. And then answer three questions. And the three questions are, why do you love BTS? Why would you be the best Mr. or Miss BTS? And aside from BTS, name a few of your hobbies. Pretty painless.
Yeah, and you can get a lot of points, too, which is very, very cool, and you can use those points for all kinds of things.
That's right. You get 7,500 points if you win this thing, and even if you come in third, you get 1,000 points. It's not a bad deal.
All right, it's time to check out some of the posts on Below Top Secret, and we're going to jump right into relationships. Life and love is crazy. I am just torn up. Tell us about this, Doc.
This post comes in from a member by the name The Badge. And this is a really great story, and you really should go on here and help her out with some advice because she really needs some. She writes in, and she said, so I graduated from the Corrections Academy. She's very interested in law, obviously, with the name The Badge. And she's trying to work in law enforcement, and her ultimate dream is to become a CSI, you know, a crime scene investigator. And she's going to school, and she's working hard. Anyway, she was sitting somewhere, and a guy gave her a rose. They started talking. He took her number, and they ended up falling in love. Just one problem, though. He happens to be a former inmate and a registered sex offender.
Two red flags right there.
And she's really torn up about it. And her ultimate conclusion, which I kind of agree with, is, you know, she's got to dump this guy, which is really sad. But at the same point, you know, good for her. I am absolutely glad that she has a strength and the knowledge and the foresight to know that, you know, that's what she needs to do.
Yeah, it's kind of tough, though, being emotionally invested into somebody Fortunately, it hasn't been going on that long, but obviously the pain is going to still be there. But if you have any advice for the badge, hey, log on to Relationships and drop her a line. She could probably use the support.
What do we have up next, Spencer?
Well, there's another post by Given May. Given May's got a great graphic, by the way. How to keep a girl. This is strictly for entertainment purposes, and the action should only be attempted by professionals. If you guys go out there and actually attempt anything on this list, I am not responsible for the results. LOL. First, when she asks how she looks, shrug and say, eh, it could be better. This will keep her on her toes, and girls love that.
Now, mind you, everyone, that this is a female poster writing this in. Obviously, is a bit of a gag. Number two, she says, never hold her hand. This can be interpreted as a sign of weakness. Now, if she grabs your hand, squeeze hers really hard until she cries. This will impress her by showing her what a strong man you are.
Number three is pretty good, too. Once a month, guys, sneak up on her from behind. Well, that's okay. And knock her over. What? Yep, girls are like dogs. They love to be roughed up.
Number seven is, if you're talking to another girl, make sure she's looking. When she is, stare into her eyes, mouth the words, she's mine, and grab the other girl's bum. Girls, competition. Now, I think that would give me a ton of points. I don't know about you, Spencer, but...
Ding, 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 ding. There you go. Number nine says, introduce her to your friends as some chick. Women love those special nicknames. Oh, boob twisters and plenty of them. That's number 22. I think, no.
I hope I'm pronouncing this right. Kurikage or Kurikage. And he writes in, there's some chick I learned quick who lives close. So I just have gone and tried some of them on her. I did a 15. Hard to do with a goatee, he says. And again, you can get all these if you go to belowtopsecret.com, followed by a 2 with a 22 and then finished up with an 11. So I think I'm set for life. So apparently... working for Kurikage, which is, you know, great for him.
All right, we're going to take a break right now. We'll be back with more of your posts on the BTS Mix.
Question. What does the NSA, CIA, OSI, MI6, U.S. Secret Service, NASA, the Pentagon, EPA, the U.S. House of Representatives, the U.S. Senate, FEMA, the U.S. Department of State, the United States Navy, the United States Marines, the U.S. Army, the United States Air Force, the United Kingdom House of Lords and House of Commons, Buckingham Palace, Forbes Magazine, Time, The New York Post, The Wall Street Journal, CNN, NBC, ABC, CBS, Fox, CNBC, to name just a small few, have in common. Answer? These plus thousands of others have registered members and constant visitors to all three sites on the Above Network LLC. AboveTopSecret.com, BelowTopSecret.com, and AbovePolitics.com. Get smart. Be part of the revolution that is being heard around the world.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Doc Hancock here at the BTS Mix.
And I'm Spencer Tracy. And we've got lots more entertainment news to tell you about, one of which is a very exciting movie that's coming out. Well, it's supposed to be exciting. I think it's going to be pretty interesting for the ATS users, Doc, because we're talking about the brand new Indiana Jones 4.
Now, Spencer, I got, you know, if you want to get to know the doc a little bit, I got a little piece of truth about myself for you.
Let's hear it.
I'm probably the biggest Indiana Jones fan you will ever meet.
Really?
You will find me running around my apartment in a fedora, swinging around a bullwhip on any given night of the week. I guarantee it.
You know, there's something strangely wrong about that, Doc.
There probably is, yes.
I am looking forward to that. And I'm an Indiana Jones fan, too. I mean, on my ringtones, when you... I'm going to put this. Your ringtone is going to be dun-da-dun-da, dun-da-da. What do you think?
If it's not already. Oh, yeah.
Well, the new one's coming out, and it's the trailer's been downloaded, you know, what, like 500,000, 2 million times on YouTube. But there's some interesting things that are inside the trailer. For example, the skull doesn't look human.
No, not at all. In fact, the new poster, it looks anything but human. It has very big eyes and very little teeth, which might be reminiscent of something that we're familiar with.
I think so, and probably the guys over at Above Top Secret would know more about that, but we'll save that for another time. But there's a box also in the trailer that's got Roswell, a government box with Roswell, like 1947 or something on there. So that's got conspiracy theorists all up in arms going, wait, they're going to do something kind of cool with UFOs and aliens in the new Indiana Jones movie.
In fact, Marco Polo writes, and he's elated with movies in general this year. And he says, awesome, 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 four times he writes it. Seriously, this thing is shaping up to be quite a year for sci-fi moviegoers. First, we had I Am Legend, given it was out on Boxing Day 2007. Cloverfield, which he said wasn't that bad. 10,000 BC, which I haven't seen yet, and really I don't have any desire to, because the whole giant cat thing attacking people doesn't really.
But now, does it have Raquel Welch in it? Now, that would be sweet.
Yes. She plays the large saber-toothed tiger, actually. She didn't have to do a bit of CGI or makeup with that.
She could be playing the cougar.
Ah, yes, the cougar. Oh, sweet, sweet Raquel.
Oh, I love those older women. All right, okay, we're going to jump off Indiana Jones, jump on to 24. Now, you might have heard earlier in the season that they, because of the writer's strike, they were not going to do another series of episodes for 24 until January of 2009. Guess what? Fox has said, welcome back, 24, in the fall of 2008.
Get out of here.
Yeah, I can't wait. I'm a big Jack Bauer fan. Matter of fact, I have a T-shirt that says Jack Bauer for president.
Well, see, I thought the whole thing was delayed, not necessarily because of the writer's strike. I thought it was being delayed because they picked up old Jack Bauer saucing it behind the wheel a little bit there.
Yeah, Kiefer, you know, here's the deal. Here's what kind of hacks me off. You got people who are celebrities. Now, I like Kiefer. I love Kiefer. I think he's a great actor and just, you know, a creative guy. Why does this guy have to spend 40-something days in jail when you got people like Paris Hilton that go in for 2 or 3 days and they're out? Lindsay Lohan or whatever does a few hours and they're out. You know, and these celebrity women don't have to pay any price whatsoever. And it's just stupid. I mean, why did he spend the whole – well, I know. It's not his first offense. This is like maybe second or third. But still, you know, he served his time. He did his time, and he took it like a man.
It's simple, Spencer. Kiefer Sutherland needs to go out, get a long blonde hair wig, long eyelashes, and learn the smile and batting the eyes at the cops totally reduces your sentence. If he would figure that out, he would be in good shape.
Hey, did you know what the highest paying government job is, by the way, Doc?
Being in power?
No, actually, it's working under Governor Spitzer. $5,000 an hour, I heard. It's pretty good pay.
Well played, sir. Well played. Yeah, he's been in the news a little bit lately, huh?
We'll save that more for the political guys over at abovepolitics.com. I'm sure there's plenty of posts.
We'll have a heyday with that one, I'm sure.
Well, what else do we have to talk about, Doc?
Well, let's see. this is actually a post by someone very near and dear to my heart, you, Mr. Spencer Trace. And Spencer asks all of us, what was our worst childhood fear?
Now, we've got a lot of responses to this, and I want to preface this by saying, you know, this was kind of a lighthearted thing, and I can tell you that, and I even posted this, one of my childhood fears were wasps and bees. But I eventually got over my fear of bees because of a neighbor. He had a horse trough in his backyard, and he said, well, come over here. There's no reason to be afraid of these things. See that bee there? He's drowning. And if you'll stick your finger in there and let him climb up on there, he'll know that you saved his life and he won't sting you. So I'm thinking, oh, this guy is either going to pull a really nasty practical joke or he's telling the truth. But I was a kid and I thought, oh, sure, I'll go ahead and do that. So I stick my finger in there. Bee crawls up on my hand, dries himself off, does not sting me, and flies away. So I'm thinking, okay, no fear of bees. Now, wasps, on the other hand, they don't care if you save them or not. They're going to they're going to sting you no matter what, because they don't die when their stinger comes out. I mean, they sting you once and pow, you know, they'll do it two or three times. Well, yeah, what do you think about that? Yeah. Yeah. What do you think about that? You like that? Huh? So I go out of my way to knock down a wasp nest carefully or just destroy every wasp I come across. I hate wasps. What's your worst childhood fear?
You know, I guess my childhood fears were pretty lame. You know, it was the typical stuff. It was boogeyman, monsters under my bed. You know, I always thought someone was breaking into the house. I always thought someone was, I would hear a noise or a creak, and I'm like, that's it. It's a boogeyman. He's coming. He's coming to get me. You know, I mean, I slept with the lights on until I was 6 or 7 years old just because I thought the boogeyman was coming. So mine were pretty lame.
Well, no, I don't think that's lame. I mean, we actually had a lot of posters that said, hey, you know, I was afraid of the thing under my bed or nighttime or whatever, you know, and there were some more serious ones, a little depressing. So I'm not going to share those with you just yet. But for just, you know, kind of the sake of going over some of these, like spiders and getting shots from the doctor, that's Black Fox that wrote that. You know, another one that I saw from Space Cadet was, I was most scared of the thing that I was sure that was living under my bed and the thing living in the closet.
Oh. I wonder what that thing was. Well, Psychedeliac, I believe I'm saying that right, writes in. He says, I used to be scared of the TV. I think it might even be scarier nowadays. I thought that people on the TV could see me. Specifically, Mr. Rogers. Ooh. So you have Mr. Rogers staring at you through the TV. So this guy's terrified of poor Mr. Rogers and King Friday and all of his friends and Mr. Trolley and must have been terrifying.
Well, evidently, Mr. Rogers could read his mind because he says, you know, he always would look at the TV, ask me a question, and wait for me to respond like he knew what I was thinking. You know, Antar posted, oh no, my daughter and I used to laugh at how scary those puppets from Mr. Rogers with their big bulbous cheeks were, and it was just creepy. Well, yeah, that's a little bit creepy. You know, I think the puppets on Captain Kangaroo were much cooler.
Yeah, change your shoes, change your jacket, you'll be fine. You know?
And there was surely, I mean, there's one on here that I really relate to, because as a kid, we used to have a Walgreens here. Well, we still do. And it was a two-story Walgreens, and they used to have an escalator.
Oh.
You ever have a fear of an escalator?
Just the, you know, the basic stuff. Shoelaces getting caught, getting a finger caught, you know, stuff like that.
Roland DeShane wrote, actually, escalators freak me out for some reason, too. Not elevators, though. It's weird. Whenever I'm on an escalator, I feel the need to walk up and just get off of it. Well, you know, that's right. But when I was a kid, I used to think that my pants, because, you know, your parents install these fears into you. When I was walking up to an escalator, my mom would go, now make sure to pick up your feet, because if it grabs a hold of your shoe, it'll drag you into the machinery. Oh,
well, now I will put a caveat on this, because here in New York, and that's where I live here in New York City, the escalators in the subway stations are probably the most terrifying contraptions I've ever seen, because, you know, they're regular escalators, but they're so old, they're used so frequently that there are literally 3-4 inch gaps on either side of the stairs. So you're sitting there looking down this dark gaping hole, and I'm sure there's shoes and coats and all sorts of things down in there.
Hobos.
Just going, oh, if my foot gets stuck in there, that's the end of me. Forget about it. JTB 2008 writes in, and this seemed to be the recurring theme throughout the entire thread. Almost everybody chimed in on this. Clowns. Apparently, people are just terrified of clowns. And I got to tell you, when I was a little kid, clowns were terrifying. The makeup, the big red nose, the shoes, everything. Oh, it was horrifying. Spencer, you afraid of clowns? Clowns okay with you?
Well, I had this guy that lived next to me named John Wayne Gacy. And I'm pretty creeped out. No, he didn't live next to me. But clowns, they really did. They kind of freaked me out. I mean, I was at the circus as a kid, and I remember the clowns kind of coming up. And I'm going, you're not really sincere under that makeup, are you? That's just a facade. You don't really mean it. And, yeah, it freaked me out. Clowns are a little creepy for me.
Yeah, just a little bit. And we have a lot more to cover tonight, but first we're going to go over and hear a message from our friends over at the Above Politics Show with Justin Case and Martin Bain.
Martin Bain from the Above Politics Show here, and when I'm waiting for political events to unfold or thinking of replies to Gordon Brown's last email, I like to free the gray cells by listening to our sister shows on the Above Network, LLC. If I want to keep my mind sharp, then it has to be the ATS Mix Show with Johnny Anonymous and the one and only Dave Rabbit. With the great guests from far and wide, I know my mind will be challenged. And then I also want to hear what our members have asked Johnny and Dave. There will always be some curveballs, and it makes me laugh to see them squirm. And if I've had a buttload of BS, then I go straight to Spencer Tracy and Doc Holliday's The BTS Mix Show for something lighter. With Spencer and Doc's sharp minds, they always get to the funny side of life on BelowTopSecret.com in a smart and snappy format. So whatever your mood, there is a Above Network LLC show to suit. Deny ignorance with the ATS Mix Show with Johnny Anonymous and Dave Rabbit. Deny boredom with the BTS Mix Show with Spencer Tracy and Doc Holliday. And deny apathy with the Above Politics Show with my co-host Justin Case and me, Martin Bain. Be part of the revolution. Above Network LLC.
Welcome back to the premiere of the BTS Mix Show. I'm Spencer Tracy.
I'm Doc Hancock.
And Doc, I tell you what, I found a great, great post.
What do we got, Spencer?
All right. First of all, you got to love this guy's name. Bacon Vein.
Wow.
Sweet. Yeah. He says, I think this is mainly for the guys. Have you ever been peeing and then get the shivers all up your body? Does anyone know what causes this? Well, you know, every guy has probably experienced this. I don't know exactly, you know, why it happens. It just does.
I personally call it the shiver me timbers. You know, you get a little chill action there.
There's a wood joke in there somewhere, Doc.
I think there may be, but we'll keep this safe for the kids. Testrat writes in, I believe I'm saying that right, T-E-S-T-R-A-T. He says he never gets the shivers, but he sometimes gets stage fright, usually, when there's a lot of traffic around him. And he says, when this happens, I usually take a deep breath, count to three, then the floodgates will open. So Testrat gets a little stage fright there when he's surrounded by the crowd. I bet he has a hard time at sporting events and theatrical situations.
You know, that's just one of those great little threads that you're going to find on BelowTopSecret.com. Doc, what else do we have?
We've got a great thread that actually ran for a good long while, and it has 8 pages total on it. And it's a Yo Mama fight, and there's a lot of different Yo Mama jokes. And I thought
Yo Mama fight.
Yeah, exactly. And I thought, you know, why not bring it back to the old school and have a little Yo Mama fun? So I'll start it off, Spencer.
All right.
Yo Mama is so ugly that she sat in a sandbox and a cat tried to bury her.
Ooh. Well, Yo Mama is so fat, light bends around her.
Oh, yeah? Well, Yo Mama's so fat, she's got euros in one pocket and pesos in the other. And that's by Gator Dunn.
Yo Mama is so fat, she goes to the restaurant, looks at the menu and says, okay.
The whole menu. That's great. Let's see here. Yo Mama breath, and that's breath spelled B-R-E-F-F, is so nasty, we don't know if she needs gum or toilet paper. Ouch.
Ooh. Yeah. How about, Your mama is so fat, the back of her neck looks like a package of weenies.
What?
Please hang up and try again.
All right, speaking of weird, Mr. Doc, I found another one. Real life superpower, a 1,003-pound deadlift by Andy Bolton. And let's see, it's posted by Reject and even posted the video of this guy lifting over half a ton.
And this is in the world sports section of BelowTopSecret.com. And this is just incredible. I had to look 3 times at this video before I could actually even believe it. This is unbelievable.
And there's another picture. I mean, this guy is obviously a major athlete. I don't necessarily want to say steroids, but a few people did. There's another one that was posted by Aces in the Hole, Galactic Terrorist Incredulous. And he posted a picture of this guy that, and I think he'd actually blown out his bicep from too many steroids and weightlifting is an addiction. But he almost looks deformed from the amount of steroids and the weightlifting. And you can see if you look at his right bicep in that picture, he's actually blown that thing out. The muscle just exploded underneath his skin.
Looks like a Mack truck hit it. It's unbelievable. And you can go to belowtopsecret.com and take a look at all these photos, and we highly recommend that you do. But this guy doesn't even look real. It looks like a sack of potatoes hanging off of his arm. It's unreal. It's really unreal.
And then if you go down a little bit further, Reject posted another picture of a guy that actually does look like a huge – well, it actually looks like somebody stuck an air hose up his rear and turned it on. I mean, it's like –
full blast.
Like a balloon animal. It's freaky. At some point, you've got to say – that's not pretty.
Well, you can't even brush your teeth. You can't do daily common tasks like, you know, comb your hair, brush your teeth,
wipe your butt,
wipe your behind.
Yeah. All right. And that's it for the premiere of the BTS Mix Show. And don't forget, when you finish listening to this program, log on to abovetopsecret.com and go to the Sound Off page. Dave and Johnny want you to interact with them on some great questions like cell phones while driving, yes or no, waterboarding, yes or no, or should kids get mandatory flu shots? You can sound off by calling this number, 1-877-417-2204. That number again, 877-417-2204.
And don't forget, you could be the next Mr. or Miss BTS Mix. So again, go to belowtopsecret.com, go to the members section, and if you put up a sweet looking picture of yourself and answer a few questions, you could win a ton of points and be the next Mr. or Mrs. BTS. And for the BTS Mix, I'm Doc Hancock.
And I'm Spencer Tracy. We'll see you next week.
You've been listening to the BTS Mix. If you have a comment, suggestion, an opposing view, or would like to participate in a future show of BTS Mix, please visit the website belowtopsecret.com. The views expressed on BTS Mix do not necessarily reflect those of the staff and management of the Above Network LLC or any of its affiliates. Thanks for listening, and continue to deny boredom by logging on to belowtopsecret.com.